Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Kid Socks and Motherhood with Kelly and Vesta.
Hey.
So today's episode, y'all, is we're super excited because this episode we are going to be sharing some of our favorite baby, newborn, toddler, whatever you want to call it, some of our favorite our favorite must-haves and products that we've used.
Seriously.
You know, there are a lot of things that, you know, people say you need when the baby is born, and you got to have this and you got to have that. And before you know it, you've come out of thousands of dollars on just baby products that you maybe only use one time. Or in Kelly and I's case, you've probably never used and they're probably still in your, in your closet. So we have a little game too that we're going to play, you know, with this. Kelly, you want to explain the game to them?
Yes. Okay. So Beth and I were chatting and we were just, you know, again, talking about the different items or products that we remember having when our oldest were youngest, like youngest, oldest were young. And we realized like a lot of stuff was so unnecessary, and we are going to play a game. It's called Trunk It or Dump It. I said that right. Didn't I, Vesta? I said it right?
Yeah. Trunk it or dump it. So if we like it and if it's something that, you know, we use, we put it in our trunk. We keeping it.
Yeah. We're going to keep it. Store it up. And then if we don't, we're going to be like, all right, we could dump it until, you know, the time is either needed or just kind of how that goes.
Or never.
Because seriously, it's a lot of products out there that I just feel like it's just so unnecessary. And it's just, I feel like it's like a money grab. But okay, so let's just get into the game because I'm super, super, super excited to get into this game. The biggest item on the list. Should we start with the biggest item or should we kind of work ourselves up?
No, let's start with the big one.
Okay. I will say, and I think you and I will both agree, it would be the crib.
Oh, my gosh.
The crib for a newborn, y'all. A crib for the newborn. Everybody always says, you need to have the crib. It's so important. They're going to sleep in the bed and different things like that. Okay. That's cool. But do y'all realize how big a crib actually is?
Huge.
Like, it takes up so much space. It's ridiculous.
Especially if the baby doesn't have, you know, its own room.
Oh my goodness, yes. So if you're somebody that lives like in a big city where you have like a studio apartment or a one bedroom apartment, you're trying to literally fit your like living space with this crib, and you're just like, okay, how do I make this fit? But then everybody tells you like you gotta have it, and it's like the baby is so small with this big crib. Why do we need this right now?
And most of the time, you know, the baby is like sleeping with you, like, because you want to keep your eyes. I'm gonna keep my eyes on my baby. I want to make my baby still breathing throughout the night. I'm not gonna have my baby in a crib in another room. So I'm gonna have to dump the crib in the newborn stage.
I am definitely going to adopt that. So, what's the alternative, though? If we're dumping the crib, what would the alternative be?
Okay, my alternative is a bassinet. The bassinet was extremely helpful for my husband and I, having a bassinet on wheels right next to our bed. Especially, you know, this is before the baby can, you know, sit up, pull up and crawl. This is, you know, at that age, then that's when we transfer him to something else. But as far as a newborn, a bassinet was our best friend. So I'm going to have to trunk the bassinet and keep that.
I agree, because being a mom that had a cesarean section the very first time, and we had the crib set up, but I just remember attempting to bend over to put the baby into the crib was such a job. I was like, no, I don't want to do this. It doesn't feel good. And the bassinet, I agree, was just so helpful because I was able to maneuver it a little bit easier to be able to grab him out of the bassinet, but you know, to nurse him and things like that. And it was so convenient because they had like little storage at the bottom. And had the cool bassinet that the top came off. Like you could take off the top part and it was mobile. Like you were saying, you could be make it mobilized to where the bassinet could be anywhere with you in the house.
Yeah.
So I agree. Trunk it.
Yes, trunk it. And they've gotten so creative with these baby products. Like Kelly said, nowadays, like, it just makes your life much more easier, you know, being a parent and having a newborn with a product like that.
Yes.
Ooh, so,
where you want to go next?
No, go ahead.
How do I even put it out there? So baby carriers, right? The ones that you put on your body. The ones that you put on your body. So I am not actually a fan. Hey, you tell me what you think about this too, of the strap ones where you have like all the different thousand clips, clip, the strap ones. And I'll tell you why, because my baby was so heavy that it was just like, it felt very, like it was like a job. It was like another job. I'm like, why am I doing a job within a job to carry this baby around places? And then of course, if you want a really like nice one, you have to spend so much money for it. And I'm just like, why? So it was, I was not a fan, but I was hating my alternative, the wrap.
Yes, the wrap.
I'll trunk the wrap, but I will dump the clipper strappers, however you want the other wraps. I was not a fan.
Yeah. And so, you know, I never got a chance to actually use the Moby wraps and everything like that, or the baby wraps. So I was the parent who was clipping and button and clacking. I was that parent.
So I guess y'all, it sounds like Bess is gonna trunk her clipper snaps, and I'm gonna trunk.
But you know what? I'm pretty sure if I tried the wrap, I would have loved it. But I do agree that a baby carrier is a must have. So
yes,
we are going to trunk the baby carrier.
Yes, 100%. It all depends on the type of carrier. Yeah. I just say make sure you get one that works with your body and not against your body, because that will make a difference as to why you would trunk it as well. So this is kind of
definitely. What about okay? So what we talked about, the baby carrier. We did the bassinet. So let's talk about the car seat.
Okay.
Let's talk about the car. What's so funny, Kelly? What is so funny?
Because, like, there are so many brands, right? And then the idea that once your child hits, like, a certain weight and body size, you have to transition it to another type of car seat. And then, in my mind, it's like, well, why don't you just get the one that they're going to transition into and just take them in and out? And that's where the baby carrier, the body one, comes into play. But those are just my thoughts. Mm-hmm. Because I just feel like when you have to buy, because they call the carrier, I think like old school, it's like, oh, that's the pumpkin seat, right? Old school, mm-hmm. like that's the pumpkin seat. And then the actual car seat, when they hit like one and two, is like the car seat. So it's just like, yeah. And it's just to me, you know, when they're transitioning, it was so confusing. I was just like, what do I do? And then you're like, well, you want the bucket seat that's like a travel system with the stroller, so then you conflicted on that. Oh my goodness, I don't even know where to go.
I was like I did not know that there were like so many. I'm like, a travel system? What is a travel system? Mm-hmm. I just need something to put my baby in. The car seat is a must, because we can't leave the hospital without it, of course. I personally am a fan of Chico brand.
Ooh. Okay.
So I'm gonna tell you how we got to this.
Okay.
For our baby shower, we had got some gift cards to Babies R Us before they closed down. My husband and I were looking for some good car seats. Now, for those that know my husband, he's not bougie, but my husband likes he likes nice quality things, right?
Yeah.
So we were at Babies R Us, and we were looking at the car seat section, and he just so happened to lay his eyes on this $300 car seat. Like, it was like $320 some dollars. No kidding, y'all. So we looking at the variety of car seats, and he was like, oh man, the structure on this and the padding and just all this, the color. He was really digging it. So I'm looking, I'm like, babe, you realize this is like $300, right? Luckily, it was a going out of business sale that they were having, and we had gift cards. So we end up walking away only paying like $98 for this Chico brand car seat. And we have loved it ever since. It's real sturdy. very, I mean, a lot of good safety features, to the point where when it was time for Eli to transition into his big boy sit-up car seat, we went with another Chico brand, and it was a little bit over $100 for that one. But I must say, I am a fan of the Chico brand car seats.
So for me, I have been Graco. Graco has been really good to us, to the point that our first car seat was like a car seat, a pumpkin seat, however you want to say, the carrier, mm-hmm. was it came with a travel system, which okay. I love, because the way I could put the baby like in like the stroller and things like that, and how it was maneuvered, the features and the covering, all that stuff, I just loved it, mm-hmm. because I could maneuver it any way that I wanted to, and it kept the baby protected. Loved it to the point that I was able to utilize it, because I believe you can utilize the car seat, the carrier part, for I think I want to say almost 6 years, because it has like a thing where you can do it for like almost a period of time. Only if it hasn't been in like an accident. If it's been in an accident, you have to replace them automatically, because they wear out their use mm-hmm. after the accident, because it did what it needed to do.
Right.
To the point that I was able to use the same car seat with my daughter, and it was still very sturdy, still worked beautifully. And I was like, okay, that's what I'm talking about. I need longevity when it comes to stuff, because I'm like, if I'm going to invest money in something, I need to do that. And even like you were saying with Chico, for you, for the transitional seat, we went with Graco, the one that can go till forever, where it transitions forever. Like, you can maneuver it however you need to maneuver it, which I was like, okay, it's another great buy. Because as the one thing I learned going along as parenting is that you want to be very strategic and purchase things that are going to last you a long time. You don't want to just get something that you're like, oh, I can only use it once. Mm-hmm. You're going to be mad at yourself, because you're like, okay, that's what, $300-some every single time if you have more than one child.
That's how they get us. That's how they get us.
So we're going to trunk car seats.
Yes, definitely trunk the car seats. Okay, here's one of my favorites. Diaper Genie.
You know what's interesting? I never use one.
You know what? And I will never use one again. I honestly think the Diaper Genies are a waste. If you ask me, we utilize it maybe half of his newborn life. And at some point, I was just like, this mug is going in the trash. Put it in a plastic bag, take it out with the trash. Like, seriously. Some people think they are the best thing that ever happened, but for me, I will pass on the Diaper Genie, so I'm gonna dump that.
I'll definitely dump it, because I never utilized it. I never saw a purpose in it, so I was like, I never asked for it, never wanted it. And I think only Diaper Genies are good for like daycare and home care settings. Don't want your house to like kind of smell, because you got more than one child. But if it's just you with your just the one, and you're just doing one diaper, it's not really necessary.
Yeah, because then you think about it, like, you're waiting for this thing to get full, so you have this poop sitting in this pail. The one that we had, the odor blocking protection, it did work, so I'm not gonna say it didn't, but I just really found no use for it after a period of time.
Most definitely, you got one kid. Like, I could see if you had like multiples at one time, because you're changing out the bag every day. But if you're like, you're waiting for it to get filled up with one child, and in the beginning, of course, babies go to the bathroom a lot, but you're not going to fill up 40 diapers in a day.
Right. That's why I say, after, like, when he stopped, using the bathroom constantly, past that newborn phase, it was like, oh, you're changing this mug every 3 days. Nah. So, I'll dump the Okay, what's next on your list, Kelly?
So I was thinking about a few different things, because I was thinking about either bringing up the swing, talking about the swing, or talk about diaper brands.
Okay, diaper brands. We can do that one.
Okay. So for me, when it came to my son, he was not a huggies did not work for him, because for some reason he always found a way to pee out of them. It just like literally pee, like it would just come out, and I'm just like, I don't understand, like, why does this not work for you, son? Like, you know. But we were fans of Pampers, you know, because that was the first one he got at the hospital. So we used that brand, and the Pampers, that the particular type of Pampers that I love was the overnight, the dry 12-hour dryness, the overnight ones, the blue box. I just know it's a blue box. I fell in love with those because those held him so well. He never had a blowout in those diapers. He never peed out of those diapers. And it was just amazing. Mm-hmm. And, oh, Loves was pretty good, too. We tried Loves, and I think those were the three that we tried with him. And then with my daughter, hers was most, like, she could do Huggies, but she couldn't do off-brand diapers in the very beginning, because, you know, you do the diapers at the beginning because of the meconium that comes out. So she could do Huggies, nothing off-brand, and she was able to do Pampers. And again, we used the blue box for her, which worked really well. But we also switched to cloth diapers, which has been like a godsend. And it's, to me, I am going to always, always trunk cloth diapers. And I'll trunk Pampers when it's needed, like if I'm going out of town or something.
Right.
But cloth diapers, I'm trunking all the way. Shout out to Bum Genius.
When I think of cloth diapers, I just think of this cotton piece that is soaked. This cotton piece of cloth that is like a handkerchief that is soaked with pee and a big old turd that I have to wash out on my hands, and it just frightens me at times. But I definitely wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind trying it, though. I wouldn't mind trying it, you know, Lord willing, if we have another baby.
It's not that bad, I promise.
So I agree with the Huggies. So the Huggies were the diapers that Eli left the hospital with. Those were the first diapers that he used. And for the baby shower, I had like a trunk load of Huggies diapers that was gifted to us. So we definitely went through those. We transitioned to Pampers brand after Huggies. But he had a skin irritation to Pampers. It was, I think it was Swaddlers.
And I can see that.
I had to, you know, stop using the Pampers, and then we went to the Loves, and we've been with Loves ever since. So I'm going to trunk the Loves and trunk the Huggies.
Nice.
And I'll dump the Pampers. Swaddlers. The Pampers Swaddlers.
Yeah, we couldn't stay in the Swaddlers too long because for some reason they just didn't fit around. Because he was a chunky baby, and if I remember correctly, Eli was a pretty chunky baby too. And it just, for some reason, with the Swaddlers, they just did not do well. And that's why when we switched to the overnights, they were perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect fit. So I am curious, because both of us are breastfeeding mommies, bottle brands, if you ever use a particular type of bottle brand.
Yes. So with the bottle brands, I would have to go, I think the first ones I tried out was Advent, the natural, with the natural type nipple flow, whatever. That wasn't too bad. But then I really became a fan of Tommy Tippy. And for the, I guess, colic or gas type, Dr. Brown's.
Okay.
So those were the two that we used when he was little, when I had the bottle. And I regret stop putting breast milk in the bottle. I became lazy with pumping. And so that's why I have him on my hip 24/7 now. But yeah, I think I stopped pumping at like maybe 5 months or so. And I just strictly breastfed from there. But those were the bottles, when I did give him bottles, those were the ones that I would put the breast milk in. And I love those.
Okay. I think, if I remember correctly, with Caleb, I think it was Tommy Tippy, because, you know, he was, for a period of time, he was at school, so he had to have a bottle. So it was Tommy Tippy, which I was a huge fan of. The only thing I disliked about Tommy Tippy is that, you know, washing breast milk out of plastic bottles was always a job. And I just, it just drove me insane, because I was like, oh my gosh, do you know how they warm up the milk? or whatever, you know, it just, I just did not like the process. So when my daughter was born, and I knew for a fact that if, you know, I had to go to work and dad would be there, that we would have to find a new bottle brand. And I wanted to do something different. So I was like, let me switch things over and try glass.
Oh.
So we did glass, and this, is it Aven? How you pronounce it, I believe?
Aven. I like that.
And we went with those, and it was just, oh my goodness, like, love them. I love the glass bottles. They came in 3 in a pack, which worked out so well. Easy to clean, and she adapted to it with no problem. And I would have to say, like, I love Tommy Tippy, so I would definitely, you know, trunk it only if it, you know, if it came with the glass bottle frame. Like, I love the nipple. The nipple was fantastic for Tommy Tippy, but the Aven bottle was just number one, like, because it was just the glass bottle, the nipple size, everything was just perfect.
And, you know, I just went to one of my girlfriend's house with, she has a 5-month-old, and she has some glass bottles, and I was like, oh my gosh, these are really amazing. And they seem like they, you know, would clean very well and very easily too. So
They do.
Yeah, I think I would try those in the future if we were to have another one as well.
I'm telling you, like, it's just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And you learn a lot, of course, with your first on things that you would kind of do a little bit different the second time, because, you know, you feel pressure when people are like, oh, you have to do it this way. And it's like, but why? And
right.
And then you learn, and you're like, okay, now this makes, you know, so much more sense when it comes to stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what you got, girl. What you got?
Okay. So, bottle warmer. Trunk it or dump it.
So, ironically, I never use one.
Well, I have, and honestly, I would say dump it. You know, especially, okay, so, you know, with breast milk, there is a proper way to handle breast milk. Number one, do not put breast milk in the microwave, okay?
No, that's the worst thing you could do.
Yes. Okay, so with that, I have learned, when, you know, research and all that good stuff, take a cup of hot water, place that milk bag in there, let that milk sit, and voila, you have some heated breast milk. I had the bottle warmer, and honestly, it just took up space in the cabinet, and it was a waste of my time.
I agree. Simply because, like you said, the proper way to do certain things, and everyone knew around me, like, hey, get you like a bowl or something and warm up that milk. If you know that the baby's going to be waking up in like 15 minutes.
Exactly.
Go get that milk ready beforehand so it can just be ready. Because when I hear people, they're like, oh, I just put it in the microwave. That's not how you, because you're defeating the purpose of the breast milk.
You're killing, when you do it in the microwave, like, you're killing those important, like, bacteria.
Yeah.
In the breast milk that the baby needs.
So dump to the bottle warmer.
Yes, 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 yes.
So if we're talking about warmers, I'm going to say the wipe warmer, dump it.
Oh, the wipe warmer.
That was a waste of my time. Like, it was just like trying to make sure it's not too, look, that was, oh my, that was a lot. That was a lot of work.
Is just take the wipe, put it in your hand, ball it up, you know, ball it up. And boom, you know, I understand you don't want to put a cold wipe on the baby and things like that. So just take it out beforehand. Let it sit at room temperature, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, I never had a wipe warmer.
Listen, I'm a savage. So with me being a savage, in this life now, especially with this, after trying to use the wipe warmer, I was just like, okay, we're not gonna do this no more. And hey, listen, this life, so this might be a little cold, I apologize, you know, but I had babies during certain months, so it wasn't as cold,
right,
compared to certain things. So by the time they did get a cold wipe on their bum, it was, you know, the winter time, and they were accustomed to using the colder wipes. So dump to the wipe warmer. It's no a waste of money, y'all. Don't buy it. It's a waste of money.
Oh, this is a good one, Kelly. Breast milk storage bags.
I am a fan. The type of storage bags, I don't know if you want to get into detail with those. I could definitely tell you a few that I've used.
Yeah, I've used a few, and there are some I just absolutely hate or strongly dislike.
Okay, so which ones were you not a fan of?
The number one I was not a fan of was Parent Choice. That's the Walmart brand. Oh my God. You might as well put your breast milk in a fishnet.
Are you serious? What happened?
It was the poor quality. The oh my gosh. The packaging was just, it was leaking all the time. I couldn't stand it. So I would have to, of course, just chunk it up and get the Medela, you know, the Medela storage bags for the breast milk. So they were real sturdy, you know, nice and thick or whatnot. And the Target brand, it wasn't bad. I think it's the Up and Up. I think, you know, theirs wasn't bad as well. But I'm definitely dumping the Parent Choice from Walmart. I'm dumping their breast milk storage bags.
She's like, I ain't doing it. So I've tried the Tommy Tippy storage bags, I believe it was, because they come with this particular type of spout that you can use to hook the nipple up to the back, which was really cool. Yeah. I tried that with Caleb. I've tried the Medela bag. And actually, I wasn't, which is so funny because we're very opposite. I was not a fan of the Medela bag. I have to be honest with you. Is it Lancome? No, I said Lancome. That's a makeup. I can't even think of the name of it, but it's a purple one, but it starts with an L.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I couldn't think of it. I was a fan of them with Caleb and some with Serenity.
Yeah, I like those too.
Yeah, they were really, really good. So trunk it to that one, that purple brand. Tommy Tippy was okay. Medela was okay. I wouldn't dump them, but they were just okay. And then actually Parent Choice was actually a good one for me, which is, it really worked. I was very surprised. And I was producing so much, so I had to get bags more often, especially with Serenity when she was younger. And it was just like, wow, okay, so this is crazy. Like, I was just producing, and I just had to keep getting bags. And actually, Parent Choice has actually worked really well. And I've been using, well, I was using them the past, I would say, 6 or 7 months. And then before that, I was using the purple brand before, which they were, I would always catch them on sale, so they were always great. But Parent Choice is when she got a little bit older. So I would say the last two, I would definitely trunk those because they were awesome.
Okay, so I think this is one that we both can agree on. You can never have too many of these, you guys, and they are onesies.
Oh man,
the onesies.
I so agree to that statement. Onesies are going to be like your life. And parents out there that think you gotta buy all these outfits for your kids when they're small, it's a waste of money.
It is a waste, especially if you are planning to be a stay-at-home mom or work-from-home mom. You and your kids are not hanging out in the house 24/7. If you do get out, you can put an outfit on. But for the most part, you know, Eli still had clothes he probably only wore one time or never wore.
Yep.
But he was always in a onesie.
Yep. My youngest, she just wears her cloth diapers half the time because, you know, she doesn't really care for clothes. She never has since she was an infant, like never cared for clothes. I would put onesies on her, then I would have to take them off because she would be hot. So she never cared about. And but yeah, like we're in the house, she's either just in her diaper, and when we go out, she's in a onesie. Because mm-hmm. it's just, she doesn't care for clothes. So, and you can tell.
So we're definitely right. She be on Marco Polo. Hi. Hi. Yeah.
Just a diaper on. Not even socks, because she hates socks too. But yes, I would say trunk.
You never have enough onesies, yes.
Or socks. Like, we add socks to that too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because they come up missing. The washer and dryer eats them. The kids put them every and anywhere, and you're always looking for a match.
You're like, where is, I know I just put both in, or she just had on both, and you only always find that one sock.
Exactly. Okay, right. Kelly, what about the swings you were talking about earlier?
Swings. Okay, so neither one of my kids were fans of the swing. Caleb despised it, but I still put him in it because I was like, mommy just needs a free moment. So when he would get in it, he would be okay for like maybe 10 minutes or so. Then he'd be like, all right, I did my time. Baby girl, it took her some time. Well, I think it's because kids need to get adjusted to it.
Right.
And once they get adjusted to it, it's really amazing. So I would say I would trunk it, because it can be useful when you're like a mommy that's on the go doing certain things and you need your free hands. Mm-hmm. But if you're able to use like the baby wraps around your bodies, those are probably more useful, I would say.
To be on you, and of course, mm-hmm. you know, you're always there, and all that good stuff. So I would agree. I want to also throw in a rock and play. So I found out about a rock and play through one of my friends before Eli was born, and I ended up grabbing one, and I absolutely loved the rock and play. So we're going to trunk the rock and play and trunk the swing.
I agree. I'm there with that. I'm all the way there with that. 100%. I think that is amazing. So the... what is it called? The playpen? Not the playpen. The pack and play. Yes. I love those things. I love the versatility of it. I don't even have to go into detail. Just know that the pack and play is going to be one of your greatest investments.
Yeah, it's
your child. Oh my gosh. Like, if you don't even want to buy a crib, buy a pack and play.
Seriously. That is what Eli slept in until he transitioned to his out of the bassinet and into his room. Yeah, he was in a pack and play. So
it was trunk it up.
Okay. Let's go. What, two more, or what do you have in your list?
No, go ahead, because we could just do two more.
Okay. So, you know, it's inevitable kids get sick or whatnot, they get congested. Mm-hmm. I am going to have to give a two thumbs up to the nose Frida.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I was just
looking
at mine today.
Oh. I am gonna have to trunk that, because before I found out about the nose Frida, we actually had the old school, you know, pump bulb, the little blue bulb that you suck the snot out with your hand and you just squeeze it and pump it, all that good stuff. And that was the piss. So when I found out about the nose Frida, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to try it. And baby, let me tell you, all that snot came coming out. Do you hear me? All of it.
We got two.
it may sound gross to some people, because they're like, you have to put your mouth on this, you have to suck it up. But there's a filter. There's a filter that blocks, you know, the mucus and snot from coming up through the straw thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. The nose Frida is a must-have, because that allows you to, you know, clear out the congestion for your baby or toddlers, especially if they're not able to blow their nose on their own.
Yep. Yes. And to the point that they get accustomed to you just doing it, and they just let you do it. And it doesn't hurt. And that's nothing. So you're not poking their nose, trying to make sure you're getting everything and, you know, all that stuff. So it works really, really well. So trunk it.
Yes. The last one. Yeah. We did not talk about the breast pump. We talked about the breast pump bag, but we did not talk about the breast pump. So... the only one I had was the Medela. That was given to me by my insurance. And it worked well for me. So I would have to trunk it. I wish I would have had the manual. I had an electric breast pump. I wish I would have had a manual one as well. I heard that one was good. I never got a chance to use it, but yeah.
I would say I've tried the purple one, which was, I cannot think of the brand. I'm so sorry, but you guys were amazing. And it was manual. I was not a fan of the manual because you really had to work hard to get it out. Modelo was cool. I enjoyed the pump, but I really want to go with a pump that's just very more mom friendly, that is convenient, because the idea, y'all, pumping is a, you think I was talking about the crib, doing, putting the baby in, out the crib is a job. Pumping is work.
It is a very full-time job.
And you got to pull out the parts, put in the, it's like, I wanted something more convenient, and I'm looking for some. So, breast pump companies, shout me out. Look, let me know, because you know, I got a baby on the way right now that I need to be looking for good breast pumps.
Some people like the Spectra.
I keep hearing about the Spectra. And I saw this really neat breast pump where it's like, it looks like a boob.
Oh, yeah, you put it inside the your bra.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that works. But, you know, I'm just like, you know, when you get so used to doing something a certain way, you're like, I kind of want to change. But at the same time, I'm open. Open to try and see what happens.
Right, right.
But yes, Mom Village, this is Kelly and Besta tell you about the things that we would keep, not keep, and just trying to help you all be smarter about being parents and things that we wish we had known prior to. Trust and believe me, this conversation is so not done, because we have a large list that we would love to continue to talk about. So just know that you'll probably be hearing something like a part 2, part 3, and 4
right.
Coming in the near to you future. But remember that we are on IG. Follow us at KSA_motherhood, or, you know, feel free to shoot us an email at KSAM. Look at me. I'm giving the wrong thing. It's two moms. Two moms. Yes. Look, I'm jumping the gun, right? Two moms at ksam.info, right? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Tell me y'all.
Look, listen, it's my nap time too. Look, kids sleep, it's my turn. But just know that we talk back, y'all. We definitely talk back. We chat back. Hey, that's gonna happen to me. I'll be trying, girl, you know. This baby taking my brain cells. You know they take your brain cells. I'm just saying. Love and ride the wave with us. Besta's still laughing at me, y'all. I'm serious, y'all. Get out.
All right, y'all. We thank you guys. Like Kelly said, we just wanted to give you guys a rundown of some of our favorite baby must-haves and products. And so feel free to, you know, interact with us and let us know what were some of the products that you use and that you love. So until next time, this is Besta and Kelly signing off.
Yes. Peace out.